go out on a limb for reasons I understand.
Yeah, David Ray Griffin was one of the first, and,
right.
And now he's given his four scenarios, you know, four different views on 9/11. He believes four is the proper one. All the evidence concludes that, shows that government complicity, involvement, execution. I concur with his analysis. Of the four views, what does Mr. Reynolds believe?
Well, enumerate those. I'm familiar with his work. I've read his two books. And
well, number one is Arabs did it all by themselves from a cave,
okay.
And the government did nothing wrong and had no prior knowledge. Part two is they had prior knowledge, just a little bit, but the government's idiots, and they made a mistake and fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Part three is they knew and consciously allowed it to happen,
yeah.
And even opened a few doors. And part four is they ran the entire operation.
Well, yeah, I'd have to say that the evidence points to the last. I say that there are three theories extant. Of course, they're all conspiracy theories because they're multi-person crimes, but Oni is Osama and 19 Islamic extremists did this. There's Lihop, let it happen on purpose, and then there's Mihop, make it happen on purpose. But I prefer the inchworm approach here. I'm not willing to vault further than the evidence would allow. And this piece I did just points out that there's a very strong evidence that's inconsistent with the official account that all point to the professional demolition as the explanation for the disintegration and free fall collapse of these buildings.
You know, I showed my film here in Austin, and I was sitting next to a big Hollywood producer who would come as a guest. You know, a pretty big name. Folks would all know who I was talking about. And he looked at me and he said, Alex, Building 7 is the smoking gun.
Mm-hmm.
All the other stuff is conclusive and well-documented, but he said these buildings falling, you can prove they blew them up.
Yeah.
You can prove they blew up 7. And on all of that hinges, because it would take weeks to put those explosives in there, we know Al-Qaeda couldn't do it.
Well, and we know Larry Silverstein admits it in public, right? I mean, the leaseholder, the 99 leaseholder.
He really slipped up.
Yeah, yeah. Let's pull the building. That's what he said. So, I mean, I'd rather believe the evidence of my eyes, but that's damning as well.
Well, we're going to go over all of that, and this audience is very well versed in it, but we always have new listeners, so it's important to go back over it and see what facets with your particular trained eye. But I'm very impressed with your little terms there, let it happen, made it happen. Go over those again for me, because I'm going to steal those terms.
Okay. You're welcome. Plagiarism invited. But, yeah, we've got three theories that I call Oni, Osama, and 19 Islamic extremists. That's explanation one.
And that's Oni?
Yeah, O-N-I-E.
All right.
Acronym.
I love it. No, I love it.
Yeah, the second is let it happen on purpose. L-I, what was it, H? You let it happen on purpose. I'd have to go.
Let it happen on purpose.
Yeah, and then there's Mihop, M-I-H-O-P, make it happen on purpose. And I think that if we were to have a full-blown criminal trial after a careful investigation, of course, none of these procedures have been done. We have just a shortcut to this is war.
Well, the so-called independent commission was appointed by Bush.
Well, yeah, sure. They had, and of course, it was opposed with all means available until the survivors groups, especially the Four Jersey Girls, forced them politically into having a commission.
Yeah, they didn't even want to have the whitewash because they knew it would be kind of a roadmap like the Warren Commission report to be debunked.
Right, yeah. And you just don't want to let things out of your control, right? You know, they're control freaks. But one of the key appointments, one of the two most important was Philip Zelikow, who is, of course, Condoleezza Rice's counselor now at the State Department, but he's a Bush insider. And, you know, as David Ray Griffin says, in effect, he writes 95% of the commission's 571 pages. And he also, of course, I mean, it's a top-down procedure.
Well, sir, I mean, there's so much to talk about here, and I hate to keep going back to this, but we've got plenty of time with you, so I want to go back to your awakening. I mean, was it a week?